بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. سر إخوانكم من مكتبة الموحدين، نرحب بفضيلة شيخنا عبد الله بن صلفيق الظفيري حفظه الله، يواصل شرحه لكتاب عن أصول الستة، فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فكنا قد تكلمنا عن مقدمة مهمة لرسالة الأصول الستة أو الستة الأصول، وقلنا بأن القواعد التي يضعها العلماء الربانيون السنيون السلفيون إنما هي قواعد شرعية مأخوذة من كتاب الله عز وجل ومن سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن سيرة نبينا محمد وما كان عليه سلف هذه الأمة، لهذا فإنها قواعد ربانية. وأما قواعد أهل البدع وأصولهم فإنها قواعد فكرية نابعة عن الفكر المحض، ولهذا أنتجت في أتباعها التفرق والبعد عن الإسلام الصحيح وعن سلف هذه الأمة، بعكس القواعد التي يضعها العلماء الربانيون فإنها قواعد تربط الناس بربهم محبة وخوفا ورجاء، وتربطهم بالدين الصحيح وبتحقيق الولاء والبراء والحب في الله والبغض في الله. وهذه الأصول الستة أو الستة الأصول التي كتبها شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى، وهي ستة أصول من قواعد الدين، ولهذا قال الستة الأصول أو ستة الأصول على سبيل النكرة ليس على سبيل الحصر، أي من الأصول العظام التي جاء بها الشرع وأتى بها الدين هذه الأصول الستة. قال رحمه الله تعالى: من أعجب العجاب وأكبر الآيات الدالة على قدرة الملك الغلاب ستة أصول بيّنها الله تعالى بياناً واضحاً للعوام فوق ما يظن الضالون، ثم بعد هذا غلط فيها كثير من أذكياء العالم وعقلاء بني آدم إلا أقل القليل. ذلكم لأن العوام على الفطرة ولم تتأثر أفكارهم ولم تنمسخ فطرهم، لهذا أول ما يسمعون هذه النصوص وهذه الأصول فإنها تقع بالقبول في قلوبهم ويتقبلها نفوسهم، لأنها أصول مبنية على الوحي الذي يوافق الفطرة السليمة والعقل السليم. أما كثير من أذكياء العالم وعقلاء بني آدم ضلوا عنها، وهذا من أعجب العجاب ومن دلائل قدرة الله عز وجل وأنه هو الملك الواحد القهار، وأن الهداية بيده ليست بيد البشر وعقولهم وذكائهم. إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. ننظر إلى كثير من البشر مما عندهم قدرة عقلية جبارة، وترى صناعاتهم الدقيقة ومعرفتهم بدقائق الأمور الدنيوية، ولكنهم يضلون في باب الهدى ومعرفة الله وتحقيق توحيد، وذلك لأنهم أعطوا ذكاء ولم يعطوا ذكاء، أعطوا عقولا ولم يسألوا ربهم الهداية، ولأن الله بعلمه الغيبي يعلم عدم استحقاقهم للهدى. وهذا مما يجعل المرء دائما مرتبطا بالله، يسأل الله عز وجل الهداية، ويسأل الله الثبات على الإسلام. وهذا مما شرعه الله في كتابه. المسلم يقرأ كل يوم بل كل ركعة في صلاته يسأل ربه الهداية، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكثر من قول يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. وقد ذكر شيخ الإسلام عن أهل الكلام الذين عطلوا صفات الله من المعطلة والجهمية والأشعرية والمعتزلة، ذكر في الحموية مثل هذا الكلام، مثل هذا الكلام، قال إنهم أعطوا عقولا وذكاء ولكن لم يعطوا ذكاء، لم يوفقوا، الشهرستاني والجويني والرازي وغيرهم من فطاحلة أهل الكلام وعقلاء أهل الكلام، ولكنهم بنوا دينهم على العقل وانمسخت سرائر وانمسخت فطارهم. ستجد اليوم كثيرا من العوام يقبل سنة ويقبل قواعد الشرع من التوحيد وغيرها، ولكنهم ينحرفون، ولكن تجد هؤلاء من الجماعات الإسلامية ومن أصحاب الأحزاب الذين انحرفت فطرهم ومناهجهم لا يقبلون السنة ولا يقبلون دعوة التوحيد. وسيتبين أيضا من هذه الأصول الستة ما يبرهن على أن كثيرا من الذين ينتسبون للدين والدعوة وعندهم من العقول والتخطيط والتنظيم، ولكنهم ضلوا في الأصول التي أتى بها الشرع، الجماعات الإرهابية وجماعة الإخوان المسلمين وجماعة التبليغ ومن تفرع عنهم ممن بنى دعوته على التنظير العقلي ولم يبنوا دعوتهم على منهج السلف والكتاب والسنة. ثم قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى مبرهنا على هذا الكلام من أصول ستة، قال: الأصل الأول إخلاص الدين لله تعالى وحده لا شريك له، وبيان ضده الذي هو الشرك بالله، وكون أكثر القرآن لبيان هذا الأصل من وجوه شتى بكلام يفهمه أبلد العام. ثم لما صار على أكثر الأمة ما صار أظهر لهم الشيطان الإخلاص في صورة تنقص الصالحين، والتقصير في حقوقهم، وأظهر لهم الشرك بالله في صورة محبة الصالحين واتباعهم. هذا الأصل الأول الذي يتبين به انحراف كثير من الناس. فالله سبحانه وتعالى بيّن التوحيد في أدق تفصيل، وبيّن أن الدين هو ما كان خالصا لله في كلام واضح يفهمه أبلد الناس ممن لم تنحرف فطره، فيقرؤون وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، واضحة بينة، ويقرؤون إن الدين لله، يقرؤون قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. يقرؤون إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. يقرؤون ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. ويقرؤون قل لله الدين الخالص. ويقرؤون وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيم، إلى غير ذلك مما يفهمه أبلد الناس، عامة الناس يفهمون أن الله لا يرتضي من الدين إلا ما كان خالصا له، وأن الله تعالى خلق الخلق لعبادته وحده لا شريك له، وأن الله أرسل الأنبياء والمرسلين لدعوة الناس للإخلاص لله عز وجل، وأن العبادات لا تقبل إلا ما كانت خالصة لله عز وجل، بالإضافة إلى ما وضحه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أدلة السنة مما يبين أن العبادة لا بد أن تكون خالصة لوجه الله عز وجل، وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نص على كثير من العبادات التي تصرف لغير الله أنها شرك، من ذبح لغير الله فقد أشرك، النذر لله، الاستغاثة تكون بالله، الحلف أن حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك، وغير ذلك من النصوص الكثيرة التي توضح أن الدين هو ما كان خالصا لله وحده لا شريك له، وأن ضده هو الشرك بالله. ومع ذلك انحرف كثير من أذكياء العالم عن هذا الأصل، وانحرفوا في مفاهيمه إلى طرائق شتى، فمنهم من جعل التوحيد هو الإقرار بالربوبية فقط، وأن من صرف العبادة لغير الله فلم يشرك، لأن الشرك عندهم أن يعتقد المرء خالقا مع الله. ومنهم من جعل الشرك في الحاكمية فقط، ومنهم من جعل التوحيد هو إثبات الصفات على إقرار عقولهم، بل هو نفي الصفات كما يزعمون، وهم المعطلة، أن التوحيد عندهم نفي الصفات، ورأوا بأن عبادة القبور إنما أقصى ما تكون معصية وليست شركا، وأن من نهى عن عبادة القبور والأولياء فإن هذا ينقص الصالحين الذين لهم منزلة عند الله، وجعلوا طلب الشفاعة منهم قربة ودين، وجعلوا التوسل بهم قربة ودين، جعل التوسل بهم قربة ودينا، وأن دعا إلى التوحيد الخالص، ودعا إلى عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له، ونبذ عبادة ما سوى الله، فإنه يتنقص الصالحين، ويسيء إلى الأولياء. فيا عجبا كيف انحرفت عقول البشر، مع أنك لو رأيتهم تجدهم أذكياء وعندهم تخطيط وتنظير، بل ربما بعضهم وصل إلى مراحل كبيرة من الدراسات العليا، ومع ذلك يقر الشرك بالله ويجعل النهي عن الشرك بالله تنقصا بالصالحين، وفرطوا في دعوة التوحيد. وهذا ما يفعله منظروا الإخوان وكبار التبليغ وغير ذلك من دعاة الانحراف الذين لم ينتهجوا نهج السلف. ومن خلال هذا الأصل قرر وذكر شيخ الإسلام أن هذا من عجائب الأمور، آيات وأحاديث تنص على إخلاص الدين لله، وأن الله خلق الخلق لهذا الأمر الجليل، ومع ذلك ترى التفريط عند كثير من أذكياء العالم، بل يجعلون النهي عن الشرك تنقصا في الصالحين، ويرون أن الشرك إنما هو أن تعتقد أن مع الله خالقا وفاعلا، وأما أن تجعل شيئا من العبادات لغير الله ومثل كالتوسل بالأصحاب القبور والأولياء، يجعل أن هذا أكثر ما فيه أنه معصية. نتوقف إلى هنا، والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
أحسن الله إليك وبارك فيكم، نفع الله بكم شيخنا.
يا مرحبا وسهلا، حياكم
الله. الشيخ عبد الله بن صلفي الظفيري may Allah be blessed and preserve him again. This class the explanation of the six principles. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, praising Allah, invoking his peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family companions, all of those who follow in their footsteps. Then said, in our previous class, we gave a short introduction about the importance of studying treaties like this one, those that have been written by the scholars of the Sunnah. And we said that from the principles that have been written by the Ulama Rabbaniyun, Sarafiyun, Sunniyun, is that they take and extract these principles directly from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the Seerah, the history of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what the pious predecessors of the Ummah were upon, the principles that they followed. And thus these principles that we find in treaties like this, six principles, they are Rabbaniya. They are principles that teach people the minor affairs of the religion before the major affairs. Teach the principles, the basics, before the intricate affairs of the religion. And these are unlike the principles of the people of innovation, whose principles are not taken from Quran or the Sunnah or what were the Salaf of the Ummah were upon, but rather they are simply intellectual principles that came from their thoughts and what made sense to them. As a result, these principles laid down by and taught by the people of innovation. They do not bring about unity amongst their followers. Rather, they split them apart and distance them from the scholars of the Ummah. Whereas the principles of the people of the Sunnah tie the people to and connect them with Allah Azza wa Jalla. They tie them to the sincere religion of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. They plant within their heart the love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah. Thus, these principles that we're studying, these six foundations laid down by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, these are principles and foundations of the deen. They are not, however, exclusive, meaning that these are not the only six principles in the religion. There are many others, but these are a few basics. We find it at the beginning of the treatise, Allah rahimahullah ta'ala said that from the most amazing signs and the biggest of signs that show the power of the king, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who overcomes, are six principles that he himself, exalted may he be, clarified in his book in very clear terms, above what people may think. And in spite of that, many of the intelligent people of the world, from the sons of Adam, failed to understand them, except a few. This is because the people who are not, and that's the end of what was mentioned in the text, the Shaykh Hafidhullah commented saying, this is because the laymen, the people who are not the most intelligent people on the earth, their fitra, their natural disposition has not been altered by their studies. And so when they hear these principles, when they hear these basics, the basics of Tawheed, they automatically accept them. It makes they're hearing about agrees with their natural inclination. It agrees with their human nature. Their souls haven't been changed by thinking about things too much. And these principles which they hear, the basics of the religion, are founded upon the wahi, the revelation, which is in agreement with the natural human disposition. Many of the intellectuals in the world, however, when they hear these principles, they don't accept them. And this is amazing. This is one of the signs of Allah, that the people who are not educated, who are not the most intelligent, hear something basic and understand it. Yet people who are much more intelligent, much more educated, hear these things and reject them. This shows us, and this is a sign, that guidance is in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Guidance is not due to intelligence. While the Exalted said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Indeed, you don't guide whom you love. It is Allah who guides whom He wills. Many human beings have amazing intellects. Their intelligence is absolutely amazing. Yet when it comes to things that have to do with spirituality, it's as if they are totally ignorant. When it comes to them inventing things and worldly affairs, you find that how very minute their understanding of things is, and how very precise an understanding they have of worldly affairs. But when it comes to their purpose in life, their guidance, serving their purpose for being on this earth, which is worshiping their Lord, it's as if they are total idiots. And so there is not a direct relationship between intelligence and guidance. There's not a direct relationship. They could, and it doesn't also mean that they are total opposites. But there's no direct relationship between them. Rather, the guidance is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, some people are given intelligence, but no purity, no purification to cultivate that intelligence and put it to good use. because of the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which encompasses the unseen, he knows who deserves to be guided and who doesn't. For this, a person should always continually beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for firmness upon the religion, upon Islam. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated for us in his book, for us to read from Surah Al-Fatiha, every single raka'ah, every single salah, every single day, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us the straight path. This is what the Prophet ﷺ likewise legislated for his followers. He himself practiced most frequently, saying, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O changer of the hearts, keep my heart firm upon your religion. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah talked about this concept in his book, Al-Hamawiyyah. The fact that many of the very intelligent people, the philosophers and the likes, they couldn't arrive at sound conclusions when it came to the affairs of guidance because of overthinking things. They distorted the meanings of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the cause of them going astray. And so he said that there were people who had been given intelligence, but who had been given no purity, the culture, that intelligence. The likes of these were philosophers, intellectuals like Al-Juwayni, Al-Razi, and others of the people of rhetoric and philosophy. They built their religion upon intelligence, not upon submission to revelation. And because of that, they changed. They thought about things so much that they changed the natural disposition, what makes sense to every human being. In an odd day and time, we find that many of the laymen, who are not educated people, hear something from the Sunnah, hear the basics of Tawheed, and they accept it right away. Whereas some of the sects and parties that have thought and thought and talked and talked and written about concepts in order to support their activities, when they are presented with basics from the Sunnah and basics of Tawheed, reject them. So the likes of these groups, terrorist organizations, and the likes of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood, Jama'at al-Tabligh, and all of the smaller sects that branch off from these organizations, their deen, their da'wah, is built upon not the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what makes sense to them. Many times what makes sense to them contradicts what is in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they do what? They throw out the window what doesn't make sense to them, and they throw out the window what Allah Azza wa Jalla says and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say. Continuing in the text, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab said, the first of these six principles is sincerity, making one's deen sincerely for Allah Ta'ala, and Him alone, associating no partner with Him. And clarifying the opposite of that, which is shirk. And the fact that the majority of the Quran explains this principle, this very principle, explaining Tawheed, explaining shirk, making one's deen sincerely for Allah, explaining what the opposite of that is, which is shirk, from many different angles. In speech, that's the most common of laymen can understand. And then, what happened to the majority of the ummah happened. Of differing with that. And the shaytan came and showed the people that having ikhlas was actually not giving the righteous people their due respect. And he showed them that shirk was actually loving the righteous people and their followers. So this is the deviation that has taken place with many people. Allah has clarified Tawheed in terms that anyone can understand. That it's an obligation for one to make his deen sincere for Allah. And Allah revealed this in terms that even uneducated people understand. It's easy. This is because their natural disposition, their fitrah, has not changed, has not been corrupted by the writings of men. The layman, when they read statements of Allah Azza wa Jal, the likes of وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I've created jinn and humankind for no reason other than to worship me, they understand. When they read Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَّاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, say indeed my prayer, my sacrifice, my life and my death are for Allah, Lord of everything in existence. They understand. They read the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ, indeed Allah does not forgive that partners are associated with Him. Aside from that, He forgives whomever He wishes. They read this and they understand. When they hear the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and indeed we have sent in every nation a messenger proclaiming to the people, worship Allah and avoid the false deities. The laymen hear this and they understand. When the laymen read the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ, say to Allah belongs the sincere religion, they understand. When the laymen read the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَى, and they were not commanded except to worship in Allah, except to worship Allah with monotheism, making their religion sincere to Him with monotheism. The laymen read this and they understand. The common people who are not educated and who are not especially intelligent, they hear basics of this. The fact that the deen must be for Allah, that no partner may be associated with Him. They understand because it agrees with their natural disposition. They understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into existence creation for worshiping Him and Him alone. It's their purpose in life. They understand that He subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His messengers to show the people just how to do this with ikhlas, to single Him out with worship. That all acts of worship must be directed to Him and to Him alone, and that whatever is not directed to Him alone will not be accepted. The laymen understand this concept. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained no uncertain terms in His book, several times, from several different angles. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also explained this. It wasn't clear enough, Book of Allah, and it is clear enough. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and re-emphasized this, came and put more emphasis on it, making it even clearer for the people, so that they could make their religion sincerely for seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and gave several examples of what contradicts this. How does a person go about betraying his purpose in life and doing other than what his Lord put him on this earth to do? How does a person commit shirk? We see so many hadith saying that if a person were to slaughter to other than Allah, that he has committed an act of shirk. That if he were to make a vow to other than Allah, he's committed shirk. That if he were to seek help and refuge in other than Allah, then he would be committing shirk. That if he were to swear by other than Allah, he would be committing shirk. There are several texts from both the Quran and the Sunnah that explain exactly what shirk is. And in spite of that, many people who are intelligent people, totally, this goes right over their head. The layman can understand it, but the people who are the intelligent, it goes right over their head. They read it and
They don't get it. There are many people of the intellectuals that have made Tawheed Rububiyyah only, saying that it's sufficient to acknowledge that Allah is the creator and sustainer in order for a person to single out Allah with worship. And a person has not committed shirk until he claims that there is another creator alongside Allah, or that there is someone else in control of the universe alongside Allah. There are others who have said that a person doesn't fall into shirk until he rules by other than what Allah has revealed. Hakimiyyah. He said this is the only type of shirk. Yet others say that Tawheed is simply affirming the attributes of Allah. But what they mean by affirming the attributes of Allah is assigning to those attributes a meaning other than what they linguistically actually indicate. So many of them will say you have to affirm these attributes of Allah, but what they are doing is negating the attributes. And they call this Tawheed. They are the Mu'attila, ones who say that there is no meaning to the names of Allah and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are others who say that worshipping graves is not an act of shirk. It's just a sin, that's all. It's not shirk. And others say that when the people of Tawheed forbid others from worshipping the graves, that they are not giving the righteous their due respect. And they have claimed that seeking intercession from the dead people in the graves is an act of deen, something that brings them closer to Allah. Whereas those who call to sincere Tawheed call to throwing away every act of obedience and worship that is directed to other than Allah, they call this disrespecting the righteous, disrespecting the awliya, saints. This is indeed amazing. This is from the amazing signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That very basic lessons that any layman, any uneducated, illiterate person could understand. Yet you'll find that the intelligent, the thinkers, the intellectuals hear this and it goes right over their head. You might find extremely intelligent, educated people who have done graduate studies, who are doctors and professors, and PhDs. And when it comes to shirk, when it comes to associating partners with Allah, they don't get it. They don't get the fact that the deen must be made sincerely for Allah. And this is exactly what the people in control of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin are guilty of. Intellectuals, professionals, some of them specializing in Islamic studies. When it comes to the ABCs of Islam, Tawheed and Shirk, they don't get it. The same goes for the big people in charge of the tabligh, the basics of Islam, Tawheed and Shirk, they don't get it. This is from the signs of Allah, the greatest signs of Allah. The basics that everyone should understand, that are understood by many of the laymen, illiterate people, uneducated people, something that intellectuals simply can't grasp. It's one of the amazing things, the amazing signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. That the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, of this treatise, the six principles, is mentioned. That the intellectuals who fail to grasp these basics have totally turned things upside down. That when the people of Tawheed command people to worship Allah and Allah alone, they call this disrespecting the righteous. Shaykh Al-Ghana said we'll stop here today and with Allah's permission continue next week. Allah was best with Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.